It's a schosen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're starting a new Sefer Vayikra. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra el Moshe, and he calls to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem, and Hashem speaks, a love to him, may Olam Moed Lemor, from the tent of the meeting, saying, says Rashi, of course, it's always the first Rashi, Vayikra el Moshe, L'chol Dibros, U'l'chol Amiros, U'l'chol Svuyim, Kod Makriya, calling comes before every statement, and every saying, and every command, Lashon Chiba, a lashon of love. Lashon shemalachei asharei shemishtamshin bo. A language that the angels use. Shenemar. V'karazel zev yamar. But the Nevi'ei Umos Ha'olam, the Bilams. It says, Vayikar Elohim es Bilam. It says, Vayikar without the Aleph. And we know, if you look in the Torah, right away, everyone's going to be talking about this. Question one, Vayikra. It's written with a small aleph. A whole debate. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Vayikar. And Hashem says, no, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the greatest leader. And they come to a compromise. And they come to Vayikra with a small little aleph. Question one. Why? What does that mean? Why is a sefer starting with a small aleph? And furthermore, we know that it's called Toras Kahanim, because we're going to learn about the Karbonos. We're going to learn about all the intricacies and all the different details of the Karbonos. But we also know that it's called Sefer Vayikra. It's called, he called to Moshe. What kind of name is that? Kriya, calling. That's the Sefer. The Sefer is called Vayikra. Again, the Ramban writes, Toras Kahanim, the Ramban writes in his Akdama, very interesting, the Ramban writes, that we just got the Mishkan, but now we got to keep on having the Shekhinah, and we need Kedusha, and that's what the Kohanim's job is, to keep the Kedusha, and to bring the Karbonos, and people sin, and we have to bring Karbonos for people that sin, and just offering to Hashem. But again, 1B we'll call it, why is it called Vayikra? Question 2, fascinating Gemara. Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Mem Ches, that if you want to sacrifice a Karbon, you put it on your shulchan. When you have a meal, it says, if you're sacrificing carbons. I don't know the last time I sacrificed a carbon. Again, I had some good meat, some good meals over here. But really, I'm sacrificing a carbon? What does that mean? We know that we have four things that lead to a carbon. Right? When a person goes and he shechs, he slaughters. After he slaughters it, he, Kabbalah, he gets a special, very holy vessel, a kli sharis, and he's Kabbalah, he takes it, and then he's Alicha, he brings it to the Mizbeach, and then he does the Zrika. And the Gemara says in Zvachim that Zrika is the most important thing, ki adama nefesh, you take the blood. I don't know the last time I did that at my table. I don't like blood, everyone knows. I don't like blood. Hopefully my boys, they like blood, they'll be okay with blood. I don't like blood, I pass out sometimes when I see blood. So, really, at my table, that's when I offer a carbon? Question 2. Question 3. Very famous machlekes. Right in the beginning. Right always in the beginning of the parasha, you got the famous machlekes. The different, again, different names of the parashas of the Sefer. But a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The great Rambam, which he wrote so many things. Mishneh Torah, where he codified all the Gemaras of 14 books. Where the Rambam writes in his Akdama that all you need is my Rambam and a Tanakh. That's what I heard from Rebbe Wine once. Every year there's like 30, 40 Svarim just understanding the Rambam. All of brisk learning is understanding the Rambam. But the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. Do you know why we have Karbonos? Because they used to go and sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. And in order to go and show that we're not doing it for Avodah Zarah, therefore we bring a carbon. Comes along the Ramban, the Nachmanides, 1194 to 1270, found in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. The Ramban writes, it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Come on. Avodah Zarah, first of all, people offered karbonos before there was Avodah Zarah, before there was a Torah. So what are you telling me? So it says the Ramban, it's not true. There's a different reason why we have karbonos, which we'll have to explain. And it's very interesting. I remember being class, I went to class, to my father-in-law's class. I actually went to the class, Baruch Hashem. I listened, I took notes. At least I told him that. No, I really did. And he quoted Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, really, they're not arguing. Really, the Rambam is talking about a time period where they were allowed to have bummas. Right? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Tes. There were certain time periods that they were allowed to have bummas outside of Yerushalayim. There, the Rambam says, we're afraid that you're going to go do Avodah Zarah. But of course, a karbon is something more than just Avodah Zarah. It's some type of connection that we're going to have to talk about. But Rav Gedal Yeshua writes, beautiful, that really they're not arguing at all. The Ramban takes on the Ramban. What do you mean they're not arguing? But says Rav Gedal Yeshua, they're not arguing. So again, let's just chazer over. Three questions. What is this small aleph? Why Vayikra? It starts off with a small aleph. Why is it called Vayikra and he called? This Gemara in Brachos Daf Memches. The Gemara says that our tables could be like offering karbonos. And lastly, what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? So, we all know, we are taught as kids, different reasons why the aleph is small. So one reason, found throughout all of Chazal's, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, the humblest person in the world. And I always never understood. How can you be a leader of Klal Yisrael? Take Klal Yisrael, Adam Mitzrayim. Take Eser Makos. Have the Kriyas Yamsuf. And also be an Anav. Isn't that a contradiction? And I remember once, me and my father, we went to a shir. I don't know if he remembers, I remember. He probably remembers also. We went to a shir, his name was Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz. It was my Shana Aleph. And he was talking about Anava. He was talking about what does it mean to be an Anav. You know, whenever I thought about an Anav, you know what an Anav is? An Anav is a person that is in the back of the classroom, knows all the answers, and he doesn't want to show off. That's not what an Anav is. An Anav is a person that recognizes that there's something bigger than him. He has a relationship. He has a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He realizes that there's something bigger than him. There's room for a relationship. Someone that's a Baal Gaiva is someone that is just about me. It's all about me, me, me. But an Anav is someone that brings the Ribbono Shel Olam into his life. And that idea, it's such an amazing idea. Because that's what it's talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu, the little Aleph. Because he says, listen, I don't want it. We know that it says, Moshe Kibol Torah Mi Sinai. We know that the Medrash tells us, Medrash Tehillim Samaches Yud Zayin. The Medrash tells us that we all know Hashem gave us a, right? Hashem gave us a present. And where did He give it? He gave it on Har Sinai. Har Sinai was such a low little mountain. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibol Torah Mi Sinai. Because if you want to learn Anava, you want to get to become a humble person, you get it from Sinai. And the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, he says, wow, you know, it's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Pei Tes. The Satan comes and he's like, listen, I want the Torah. And Hashem says, go to the land. And the land says, hey, I don't have it. So he says, where's the Torah? He says, Shemaim, where's the Shemaim? No Torah. So Hashem says, go to Moshe. And Moshe says, I have the Torah, but it's not my Torah. And he comes back to, Satan comes to Hashem, and he says, what do you mean? And then Hashem comes to Moshe and says, what do you mean? I give you the Torah. He says, no. I obviously represented you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's your Torah. And then right at the end of Malachi, Hashem says, Zichru Torah Avdi Moshe. Because Moshe always wanted an improvement for the relationship with Hashem. He always wanted more. So that was the shir me and my father heard. We heard this shir about Anava. Anava means that I have this relationship because I realize that someone's on top of me. I realize that Ribbono Shel Olam's on top of me. And as we all know, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, whenever you have a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, we always basking like Beis Hillel. Why, says the Gemara? Because Beis Hillel was an anav. Because you hit the low point, you realize the Rabbona Shalom's in charge, right? The Gemara tells us, Baba Kama Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Tainis, right in the beginning, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Because when you realize Shiflus HaAdam, that water hits the lowest point and Torah hits the lowest point. So why the small aleph? Because it represents the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu's anava. I don't want to be Vayikar. All I want is Vayikar. And Hashem says, no, you're Vayikra. I'm speaking to you. I love you. And Moshe says, no. And then, okay, a compromise. We'll put a little aleph. Another reason. There used to be a minog. Again, they still have this minog in different places. The shock brings it down. The kobo brings it down. That little boys, they learn Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra. Tyrus Kohanim. Why is that? Because it represents the little aleph. The aleph base. The little boys learning Torah. Why? Because we've spoken about so much. Little people, little children. They're so real. They're so authentic. They're not into games. You know, you hit a certain age and you start, you know. Obviously, we're not into games. But again, you know. But kids are so authentic. Vayikra el Moshe. We all want to find our being authentic. We want to be real. We want to be real with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want it to come out. We want all that beauty, all that Torah, all that Yiras Shamayim to come out. So we say Vayikra with a small little aleph representing the Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban, that the children that we want. We want the connection like little children. Just like a child is dependent on his parents. Right, the baby's crying. No, stop crying. Go back to sleep. No, the baby needs to be changed because it's dependent on its parents. So too, we're dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have to realize that. It's so hard. Sometimes we just forget. We think it's just us. Because we do accomplish and we have Koyach HaAdam. But still, a person needs to realize that we got to be dependent on Hashem. So the small aleph represents the realness. How I want to be real with Hashem. I want to be true with Hashem. I want my being authentic. And then there's another answer, a third answer. Why the small aleph? David HaMelech wanted to know. I want to know when I'm going to be nifter. And Hashem says, listen, no one knows when they're going to be nifter. No one knows. That's just going to work. So he says, tell me the day. Tell me. He's like, no, sorry, I can't tell you. So he's like, okay, tell me what day of the week. He's like, I'll tell you, it's Shabbos. So David HaMelech would learn every second. Why? Because he knows that Torah protects from everything. So therefore, it would stop the Malach HaMavis. The Gemara tells us that something happened and he stopped. And the Gemara says, David HaMelech says, wait, hold on. I don't want to be nifter on Shabbos. A little before. And Hashem says to him, no. 1 second of Torah is worth 1,000. Elef. 1,000 Ola Karbons going right to Hashem. And all the Mepharshim are trying, what do you mean? Karbonos? Karbonos are so great. And the answer is no. The power of our Torah. And we can't forget it. The Aleph represents Elef Karbonos. But that represents 1 second of our Torah. The Vilna Gaon says 1 second of our Torah is a mitzvah. That means every single second you're looking at the seconds. Every single second you're getting a mitzvah. Wow. It's not just one mitzvah. I pick up my dollar and I did my... No, every second of Torah is a mitzvah. Wow. So therefore, that's what the Aleph represents. And we have to be mechazek ourselves. We have to realize that we're the chosen nation. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Shaar Dalet, every second, that's why we have jet lag. Right? In Volozhin, they would have people learning 24/7 shifts. There wouldn't be 1 second without Torah. Right, the Gemara says in Erevin, Dafnin, hey, Shira, you got to sing your Torah. It was so interesting that the yeshiva just went to Chitzbin, a beautiful end of this Zman Shabbos, and when we were there, Rav Herschel Schechter, Shlita, was there, he had a bar mitzvah for his grandson, and I brought my little Chaimel to get a bracha. I know him a little from NCSY Kolel. I have Shaychis, my grandfather, Mamzer Zatzal, used to always call him before Yontif, and he would tell him, Chag Kosher V'Sameach, And my father-in-law used to learn the Chavrusa. I had zechus to learn the Chavrusa when I was on Madrich and NCSY Kol. So I went over and I wanted to get a bracha for a little Chaim over here. And he gave him a bracha. And I said, you know, I got a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky. And I said, what's a bracha? And he said, you know what a bracha is? A bracha is a tefillah. And I said, no, Rosh Hashiva, what is this? What do we need to work on? And he said, emunah. I said, how do we work on our emunah? What do you tell the bachrim? And he said, you work on your emunah by learning the Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh. When you delve into the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chofetz Chaim says, you know, like you're taking a picture, and you're like, oh, you got to forget that one. That one wasn't smiling. Ah, right? You want to get that perfect picture. If you want to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam says the Chofetz Chaim, it's funny, because right, the photographer was coming out, even that famous video, he said, don't take a picture of me, right? You see that picture, that video that came out, says the Chofetz Chaim, if we want to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam totally perfectly, we got to learn all this Torah. Everything. Everything. We need to learn all this Torah. So what's the pshat? So we have the Aleph. Three answers. Aleph, because it shows, represents the idea of Anava. You know who is the opposite of Anava? It says, Adam Kiyakrib. In the next pasuk, it says, Adam Kiyakrib. Daber b'nei Yisrael matolem. Adam Kiyakrib mikem. Says Rashi, why Adam? Because it represents the sin of Adam. That Adam sinned. What was his sin? He had the Eitz Hadas. And he was really with Hashem, and all of a sudden he has the Eitz Hadas, and now he's Gaiva. He thinks he's so brilliant. And we want to do a kapara for Adam because he represents the idea of Gaiva. And in order for us to fix up the sin of an Adam, we need to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. We need to realize the Anava. To knock down an Adam, to think that it's just him, he could go against Hashem. So therefore, we have the Anava Moshe, because Anava means that I represent that the Ribbono Shel Olam is totally in my life. There's Midrashim that say that Moshe Rabbeinu had 49 levels of Bina, of understanding. He didn't have the 50th. Why? Because he realized that things are beyond him. Although he was Pe'al Pe'al Medaberbo, the Rambam tells us in the Yisodei HaTorah that He had to always be with Hashem. He was always with Hashem, but nevertheless, that one little level, because obviously Hashem is Hashem. So how do we make our tables? How do we make our tables? Question two. How do we make our tables like Mizbeachs? So I think the way to make our tables is just to have Torah. Zemiros at our Shabbos tables. Kedusha, tell stories. Pesach's coming up. Rosh Chodesh. Tell stories, start building up 2 weeks away. That's what our tables represent, Kedusha. What's a carbon? Says Rav Hirsch. Everyone thinks a carbon, you look in the translation, is sacrifice. Not a sacrifice. A carbon is karev, is a closeness. All I want is a closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. All I want is that relationship with Him. And guess what? He wants it also. And we come together, karev. I want that closeness. Because the more I have that closeness, the greater my life's going to be. So what's this machlokes? Is there a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban is Hakdama, says something amazing. He says, guess what? If you look at a carbon, we spoke about this before. When Aseres HaDibros, we spoke about that there's something called Maisa, action, Dibor, speech, and Machshava. Says the great Ramban, these three elements are found in the carbon. How are they found in the carbon? Because you do a Maisa. What's the Maisa? You do Smicha. Smicha means, right, that you put your hands on the carbon and you wave it. Where is Machshava? Machshava is because when you go and you slaughter the animal's head. You take off the head. Why do you take off the head? Because that represents machshava. Machshava of the animal. And also, we know that the kloyos, the kidneys, represent chokhmah. And what about dibur? We know that there's an element, this week's parsha, vidui, that you confess your sins. And Rabban writes that really, after a person sins, he should be the karbon. But no, the Ribbono Shel Olam has so much rachm on us, and he loves us so much. So therefore, offer the carbon. The carbon, Hashem doesn't need our sacrifices, but He wants that closeness. He wants us to show that we could bring something because we want the closeness with Him. So this comes along with Gedalia Shor, and he says, there's no machlekes. The Rambam is talking about how we have to protect ourselves. But guess what? Avodah Zarah is showing that I'm staying away from the closeness. I'm trying to find another God. I'm trying to find another source. I'm trying to show that I have nothing to do with the Ribbono Shel. But the Ramban is focusing on the positive side. They're not arguing, says Rabbi Dal Yeshua. The Ramban is focusing on the positive. That a carbon represents the idea of closeness. The idea of getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel. The Arizal says that if you look, all the different carbonos, we have Menachos, we have the plant that represents the plant world, the plant kingdom, the Zvachim. The Zvachim, the animals, the sacrifice that represents the animal kingdom, the salt, is the minerals, all these different elements. All these different elements. So says the Arizal, all these different elements are found in the carbon. So we see major Yesodus here. Major. The first Yesod, which we spoke about, is that Aleph. That Aleph represents Anava. The Aleph represents the idea of humility. The realization that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of us. It's not just that guy sitting in the back of the classroom that knows it. But you could be the greatest leader because you can know your potential and you could realize where it's coming from. You could realize our greatest leaders, they realize, wow, look at the Kayachas Hashem gave me. And look what I'm going to do with it, but it's all coming from Hashem. That's the idea of Anava. That's so powerful. Or the other idea, we want to be like children because we want to realize that we're so dependent on Hashem, interrelated with Anava. Or the 1,000 karbanos, 1 second of Torah. Right? We're listening to the shir, we're listening to other shirs. We're learning Gemaras, we're saying, we're doing all these things. Wow, our koyach. What we're doing for the world, you know, we don't even know. The koyach of our Torah. You want to make your table like a mizbeach? You know how you do it? You bring kedushin to your Shabbos table. You bring kedushin to your yontif table. You tell stories. You pass on the Mesorah. The beauty of Torah. The beauty of mitzvos. That's what it's about. And the last idea, machlekes between Rambam and the Ramban, says Rabbi Dal Yeshua, there is no machlekes. Because it's all about that closeness. That closeness, again, like we're saying, anava, humility, realizing that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam with us every second. He's with us. We got to daven. We got to daven harder. We got to realize that the world's changing so fast. But Hashem, Baruch Hashem, is still in our lives and He always will be in our lives. And we have to realize that. Bezus Hashem. Bezus Hashem. We need to start off in the Karbonis. We need it. We need the Beis HaMikdash ready. We really need the Shekhinah. We need the Karbon Pesach. We have to start preparing. We have to have Chaburas. We got to start preparing. We got to daven harder. We got to want Mashiach. We got to have the Beis HaMikdash. We could do it. As long as everyone puts their kayach into it and they say, we can do it. Every single person could bring that Beis HaMikdash. Every single person could bring those karbanos. That is Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. A start of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.